this goddamn car.
Ah, I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
My brain is like oatmeal.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now. And the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So all of you.
Hi, Mom. Welcome to the show.
Mom, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry for all the hate crimes that I've committed through the power of speech using my First Amendment.
Yeah, we should start every episode with, I'm using my First Amendment rights to express myself.
I would like to apologize for using my First Amendment rights.
Big Daddy Mom, the mommy state.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
What's happened since we've been gone? I haven't posted an episode in a 5 minute.
A recent one.
Not since the last one. And the last one actually got quite a positive feedback.
The one with our crazy homeless person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That one actually did well.
Yeah.
Well, how beautiful.
Because she's fucking out of her gourd.
It's the feminine voice that reaches the most ears. Kind of like a dog whistle. Reaches the most ears, but no one can hear it. You know what I mean?
Unless you're like autistic.
Unless you have a dog with you to decipher.
The dog speaks gang signs.
Yeah. You know, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
No, everyone fucking was laughing at her take on George Floyd.
That was the key highlight of the show for me. It was getting, because I've known this for years, and her batshit insane take on it.
It's so fucking retarded.
Like, I'm not even kidding. That was her exact same opinion a week after it happened.
Oh my God.
And I've wanted to share that with the world for so long, and we got her drunk enough to admit it.
Oh, fuck.
Sister, if you're listening to this, I love you to death, but you're fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
You're nuts, yeah. Chipmunk style.
I just can't get over the Wojaks on the screen.
Well, don't point them out. They'll start pointing at you.
They'll just turn around and be like...
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool if it was animated.
They could probably make an animated one.
Oh, probably. I mean, it's like fucking... These are made in like MS Paint.
Yeah.
So what has happened since the last real episode?
Because California's burned down. Doesn't exist anymore. I think they're getting mudslides now.
Mudslides?
Yeah, because of all the rain.
Sure it's not called Pride?
No, it's Black History Month.
It's not Pride Diarrhea?
It's Black History Month.
Dude, shut it off. I'm revoking your First Amendment for God's sake. We can't be
on
for 5 seconds.
Why do you think they call them mudslides? That's what a Black History Month parade is.
Why don't black people go to water parks? They call it mudslides.
California's gone. Doge is destroying fucking U.S. aid.
Yeah. They also seem to be destroying the rest of the government as we speak.
Yeah, we've got a fucking Diet Coke addiction in this house.
That's true.
Can I get sponsorships for Diet Coke? That'd be awesome.
They won't touch us.
They won't.
We'll get Diet RC Cola.
I don't know, man. They're fucking reporting their own workers to ICE, apparently.
True.
Yeah, so I guess Mexico's boycotting Coca-Cola.
That's
which
crazy.
Is crazy because like
that's all they drink.
Yeah, they've been fucking.
They love it.
They've been boys with Coke forever.
Mm.
Not the drug, but
well, yeah, we'd probably get like a Diet Shasta.
Wait, does this mean we're racist because we're drinking Diet Coke?
If that's the case, then I'll be okay with being racist. It's that good. It's that fucking good. I don't care if it's racist. Remember, because when J.D. Vance came out and he's like, they'll probably say I'm racist because I drink a Diet Mountain Dew. And then the Wall Street Journal a day later was like, actually, he was kind of right about it being racist. It's been tied to the South for a
while. Pull up, how racist is Coca-Cola?
How racist? Well, I mean, yeah.
Look and see if that's true. If Coca-Cola is Diet Coke racist?
What the fuck?
Oh my God. What is this?
This isn't even a secured website. Look how pretty that can looks. That's such a beautiful photo.
Now it looks like dog shit.
Mine looks like poop from a butt.
Compared to that, yeah. This looks like shit. Fuck you, Coke. Still gonna drink your dog shit water, but
I've been seeing a lot of articles blaming white Americans.
No, go look up the. Is it true that fucking ICE has been selling out their own employees?
Okay. If that's the case, that is crazy.
Rape.
TikTok backlash over alleged Latino.
Oh, it's alleged. It's not true. Oh, God.
Well, that's beautiful. That's horrific. Use them while you can and then ship them back when you're done. That's good. They probably, you know, they do you think they got two-day shipping?
I don't know.
Amazon?
I don't know.
You think Amazon did two-day shipping on the migrants?
I hope so.
They're just putting them in fucking parcels?
Well, they're not going to get arrive on time because putting I think the Amazon workers are also boycotting.
Right now. Also boycotting.
They're also
just putting
boycotting.
Stamps on these poor Mexicans.
And then it's like, you should be there and
return to sender.
You should be in there in 3 to 5 business days. And then it's like fucking 4 weeks go by and it's like they're dead in a fucking crate somewhere. Just rotting in a crate.
Hey, tomato.
All the Amazon workers are on strike right now. They're like, fuck this. You guys don't wipe our asses enough.
Yeah, that's why. Well, they're not even allowed to shit these people. They can't even poop. They don't poop. They can't wipe.
They can't shit.
You know, can Amazon workers wipe?
Yeah, is that something that happens?
I mean, I'm curious.
Can they wipe?
Do they wipe on the clock? Do they have to punch out? Well, we know that.
It just says like they...
I mean, like...
They give you one square of toilet paper.
If they're going to freak out about it, why not have a time clock next to the toilet? Right when you sit down, you pucker your ass, you're just like...
You have to clock out for each shit?
Yeah. That seems more humane than not
Hell
letting
no,
them
dude.
Shit.
Hell no. It's American to fucking shit on company time.
I know.
I'm not doing that. I'm going to shit on the clock.
Well, you're not working at all.
This is my job.
You're like, I would never work at Amazon. You would never work at all.
You don't even have a job. You're going to be out in the fields picking grapes because they got rid of all the Mexicans.
You're not shitting on
so.
Anyone's time. You're shitting on your own time.
I am, and it's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice because you haven't shit in 2 days.
I can free bleed all I want.
Yeah, like fucking like menstrual blood and pancakes.
Yeah, I could free bleed out of my own asshole all I want.
You kind of do have a period.
Mm-hmm.
This is your biology telling you who you were meant to be.
I was always meant to be a woman, to have my rights ripped away by Doge because
right.
I was getting checks from USAID.
Mm-hmm. But not like the good parts of being a woman. Like having people open the doors for you and you know, people molesting you. You just shit blood every month.
I'm just like, oh, God, the fucking gooks are back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. What? The gucks.
The gucks.
That's very close to something else.
That you literally just said.
No.
You're just getting, dude, Trump's in office. He's done two things, and now you're just going full tilt, like alt fascist.
That's right, everybody.
Everything's going to, you're going to, dude, give
no.
I'm giving
no.
this guy a week, and it's going to be, we're going to be talking about eugenics.
I'm
going to
be walking around in Hugo Voss.
Yeah. Fuck out.
I'm going to fucking manage to steal enough money from, like, my grandmother to buy Hugo Voss.
What is a Hugo Voss?
It's the shit the Nazis would wear.
Oh, what, their uniform?
Yeah.
I'm not a Nazi, but I would wear one.
This is the fucking, this is what everyone says. They're like,
they're
I'm
stylish.
Not a Nazi, but they got drip.
There was a video I watched on YouTube where that was literally, it was a fashion channel. He's like, why are the Nazis so stylish? Oh my goodness.
Is it some French guy?
No, like literally like, yeah, he was a European.
Nazi drip?
Nazi.
No, just search Nazi drip.
Hold on. I mean, Nazi fashion. Video.
You didn't even spell fashion right.
Doesn't matter. There we go. Why were the Nazis so well dressed?
Oh my God.
I should mute it.
Is there
probably don't
music?
Want to listen.
I mean, we can play. If there's music, then.
Wait. Oh, this isn't. No, this is literally. Wait, no, this is literally just a fascist video.
Oh, is it really?
Here we go. This is it. 11 million views.
Here, let me unmute it on. Oops. I didn't mean to pause the fucking recording. Holy shit. Am I drunk?
Did you pause it?
No, I unpaused it, but I'm...
Oh.
Dude, this guy, I'm not even kidding. This is his YouTube channel, right?
Right.
He goes over, I guess he is getting a little more political these days, but most of his videos are just like how to dress like a man.
But it was like once upon a time, like,
well, no, look
at Nazis had lip.
Like, what's political here? Look at this. This is like, oh, I wear a coat
motivational,
right.
To be inspirational.
And then, boom.
The power of a uniform lies in its
size. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Well, Google, this is fine, right? It's the Gulf of America,
so I
right?
A few months back, ranking the
oh, my God, he's Hispanic.
Now, of course, my beloved Marine Corps ended up on top, but I couldn't help but notice in the comments a number of
dude, people you know what's crazy? Up, what look up the fucking pause this. Look up the open a new tab. Look up Mexico salute.
No way. I know it's pretty close.
It's exact.
Is it exact?
It's exact.
What the fuck?
Open the fucking images. Go to images. It's
oh,
exact.
No. Oh, it's parallel. It's parallel with the shoulder.
I mean, not there.
They're fucking it up, though. Look at this fucking old dude.
Who's the real Nazis?
I was kind of close to just imaging it, but we are on camera.
Yeah.
I got to be careful. I don't want someone to get confused. Who's call me autistic.
You know, I think Elon Musk is in cahoots with Mexico. This whole border issue is just a fucking scam to get more money.
Yeah. Scam to get more money.
It's another US aid
from what
scam.
The socialists? They don't have any fucking money. Remember?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a beautiful. That's literally just a fucking still image of a Marine, and they put the Mexican flag over it.
Ay ay ay.
Anyway, let's go back to the fascists and how beautiful they are. Let's get a good still image.
This guy sucks.
Perfect.
God damn
great.
It.
Lovely.
Now you're furthering like the. Us in the descent of madness.
Hey, I don't like anyone. Who says I like Hitler?
I literally had people question me the other night. They're like, you're not afraid of getting canceled like with the shit you say on the show? I'm like, no, because it's not real for one. And two, I was never going to have a real job anyways.
And three, you have to be kind of relevant to get canceled.
Yeah, I got to be like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Or Kanye West.
Kanye.
I like that Kanye shit's been crazy.
Dude, I know.
His go, Twitter, to, go to his Twitter.
His,
go to Twitter.
Fuck.
This is a clip show now. I'm putting you to work.
No. This is what I feared. We'd run out of shit to talk about. We just go to the internet. You can't because you got to sign in.
Fuck.
I'm just continuing as you.
Sure.
Getting you tied up in this. Oh, that's nice. I like how this just doesn't even load.
Okay, look up. So, oh, yeah, I forgot my fucking Twitter images. Fucking me in a China hat.
Wait, what is it? Oh, is you being Chinese? Oh, can I search Kanye West on here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't even have a show anymore. It's just us on Twitter.
You might just have to search Ye.
Ye?
Yeah.
Ye Dolph Hitler?
It's literally just Ye.
Oh.
I'm honestly gonna laugh if his Twitter's gone. Holy shit.
People. Yay, well, doesn't
yay.
It? Is this him?
No.
That's him.
No.
Yeah, I wish I was, no.
Holy shit. Is
did
he gone?
Get, did he give
is Yay gone? Did Ye leave
did Kanye
Twitter?
Get banned on X again?
Oh my God. Elon banned fucking Ye.
That'd be hilarious. Deactivated after latest spree.
Holy shit.
All right, so it's over.
Guys, we fixed fascism.
Guys, we fixed it.
This one black guy got banned.
He was saying real ass shit and all.
Now, what was funny is like when X first came out. And when Elon Musk finally bought Twitter, he's like, we're bringing free speech back. And then immediately banned the first black guy that said something kind of weird. Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, he banned him within an hour. Kanye was like, yo, this free shit, free speech shit, it's kind of cool. God, I love Hitler.
Banned.
Done.
And then fucking Elon got ratioed pretty hard recently.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Or not Elon. Fucking, I think Ye ratioed somebody.
Well, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, someone like said, you're lady, not funny. Some lady was like, you're not funny. This isn't cool. And he's like, shut up, bitch. And it was like,
who are you?
It was like 4 likes on hers. And then it was like 2 million on Ye's. And that's like the ratio of the century.
That's kind of awesome. And by awesome, I mean, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
It's that person's just a, it's probably Betty that texted that. She probably tweeted, you're not funny.
Ye, more like gay.
Facts. Respect.
Real.
Real as fuck.
Type shit, sir. pull that up.
Pull what up?
Just type shit, sir, into the search bar.
I'm getting more and more degraded.
I'm educating you.
Type shit, sir. All right. Enough. You have any what you're unemployed.
So?
I'm just saying.
So? Anyway, shout out to anybody that's hiring right now.
Shout out to fucking
To
the head throbbins and the habits and the SmackDonalds. And the Jack and the Cracks.
And the Erger Ings.
And the Booger Flings.
And the Chugger Jings.
And the Chugger Jings. And damn, the, do they chings.
Do they chong?
They ching their chongs. It is I, the
leader. I like how you just said the fucking Mexican salute.
It is I, the leader of the free world. Do they ching their chongs or what? Fuck me. I know the apocalypse hasn't happened because I'm drinking Diet Coke and saying gay shit into a microphone, but it feels pretty close.
Is that a Tinder notification?
It is.
That's
awesome. It's not a good one. You know what's funny? I actually opened up Pornhub on my phone the other day.
And at then, work?
Yes. And then a Tinder notification popped up immediately after. Every time I open up a porn site, Tinder pops up. It's like, hey, you seem to be a little horned.
Sounds like telemetry.
It is.
Yeah.
So... I know it's not the most interesting, but it is kind of bizarre. So yeah, got the new setup.
Yeah.
And we're fucking, and apparently my mother's going to start listening to this
great
show.
I can't believe you. Can't believe you let it slip.
Well, it's not my fault. That's my
you
only
know
defense.
They're not allowed in the house. You know they have to stay
outside.
Because
they're sweet, decent people that yeah. have futures.
Yes, they're not cynical like I am.
You are. I brought you into the darkness, boy.
No, I was already there.
We had one conversation about the Federal Reserve on your couch while we were both unemployed, and then we're like, fuck everything.
I guess we're just homies now.
I guess we'll start a podcast and try to bring people down with us.
I guess I'm unemployed and I'm under the influence of narcotics, and fuck it. Let's start a show.
Here's the thing.
Pull up.
I said to this woman that I work with that it'd probably be better to be called Big Boob as an insult rather than Little Boob.
Yeah, because big boobs are generally better than little boobs. But you know
on what? Women.
On women. But a tit's a tit, no matter how small.
Exactly. There's something nice
but
about
but if you got small tits, well, you're fucking useless. Sorry, get the fuck out of here.
There's something nice about a like an A-cup tit. It's an aristocratic breast size.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, because, like, I mean, what leader, what feminine leader of a country has giant honkers?
I'm pretty sure Queen Elizabeth had fucking, like, triple Ds.
But no one respected her for it.
No one respected her for it. I'm pretty sure Princess Diana also had triple Ds.
It's aristocratic to have small tits.
It's awesome to have triple Ds and then die in a car accident.
What are you doing with triple Ds?
Dying in a car accident.
No. You're having sex with him.
And dying in a car accident because of having sex with
him. Is that how she died?
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth?
No, Princess Diana.
She didn't have big tits, though.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not.
Pull up fucking Princess
Diana.
I'm
on it.
I'm pretty sure she had big tits.
Princess Diana.
Damn.
Fucking whatever.
Images.
She did not have big tits, dude.
I'm pretty sure she had some fucking cans. Yeah, dude, she had some fucking cans.
No. No, she didn't. Look at that.
Where's the other image? That one.
But this?
No, this one. They're all right.
Cup size? I'm like getting out of the hood.
Good at all.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, bees.
33B?
Yeah. She's aristocratic.
B?
Aristocratic tits? Aristocratic means incest.
I mean,
they're not fucking based on tits. They're fucking based on blood and whiteness.
I guess you're right. You know what? You have a point. If that's the argument, then yeah, you got a point.
If you got small tits, you're product of incest. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ladies.
Wait, does that mean if you've got huge tits, you're a product of rape?
No, it's called sexual selection.
No.
You call sexual selection rape? God, you're so anti-hierarchy. You're like the fucking Zeta male.
I'm just a chimp. I'm just a chimp in the fucking garage.
You're not even a male.
I'm Trunk Monkey. Can you play Trunk Monkey for me?
Trunk Monkey?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
You missed the end, but that's okay.
Trunk Monkey.
Trunk.
I'm still kind of learning how to type on this keyboard. Kind of a weird one.
Just play it.
Yeah.
Just play the fucking ad. I don't care. I think it might be all of them. This might be yeah.
The Trunk Monkey Theft Retrieval System. Because sometimes getting your car back is simply not enough.
He just fucking killed this
dude.
Another
revolutionary idea. You'll only find at Suburban Auto.
I didn't know this was a thing. Department of Agriculture. Well, cool.
It's like all of these fucking commercials. We don't have to watch all of them.
Well, was he trying to fuck this bitch? My dad let us even touch his new car. She's a baddie.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Wow.
I think it came with the car.
It? How dare you? You're a fucking it.
Oh shit, dude. The Trunk Monkey's got a gun. Wait.
The Trunk Monkey Chaperone version. An innovative idea you'll only find at Suburban.
Wow.
When I'm driving,
I like sucking dick in the back seat with a monkey.
We're not going to play this one because it's problematic. The monkey is in a fucking ice suit. And he's running around L.A. with a shotgun.
He's like, all right, Mexican, get out of the car.
Trunk Monkey has evolved to Street Monkey.
He's like, listen up, Beaner. Hey, I can say it. Beans are cool.
.gov. Beaner.gov.
Listen.
What if they rerouted that? Beaner.gov just Beaner. Goes to gov. ICE. .gov.
I was going to say like gay Hispanic porn. Okay.
Fair enough.
It's just pig porn.
You know what I heard? So, like, someone fucking, I think this is in Oregon, where there's, like, a bunch of rezoning happening. So, they got rid of a bunch of these, like, decent houses and replacing it with giant, like, commercial complexes.
Mm-hmm.
And before they even planned to do that, they knew they were going to get a bunch of backlash. So, the people that organized this takeover of the residential area bought up every single fucking anti-bill domain. So, like, fuck the C-12 bill.
Oh, shit.
Every single domain. So when people organized to say, fuck this bill, they literally did not have a website. They just couldn't find it. They had to do something random. Like trunkmonkeyinla.com. Go there and you can, you know, sign your petition.
This is a fascist ethnostate.com.
You should do that. They should have just got more creative. But that's probably taken.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting. Government officials are knowing what's up. They're getting ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that's why they've got U.S. aid under the fucking gun.
Under the gun that we bought.
Dude, is there like a fucking full list of like all the shit that they were fucking...
I mean, no, right? I mean, like, I don't know.
There might be.
Hold on.
I think they're still uncovering shit for... like the stuff they were paying for. I think a lot of the stuff that's under scrutiny right now is the like Joe Biden era, like USAID stuff.
I mean, it can't just be Biden era shit. This thing has been around
Holy
since
shit.
Johnson. I mean, it's just the same thing over and over again. It's just funding fucking trans
people. Yeah, there's like, I think that's like all the scrutinous stuff. 50 million for condoms in Gaza.
That, how do you, how many, wait, how, okay, hold on. How much is a condom?
Like fucking, I don't know.
$3? Let's say $5 a condom.
$5 for like four or whatever. I don't know how much, I don't buy condoms anymore.
Yeah, you do. Oh, fuck. They don't put commas? You animals. You That's actually 30 million. That's 30 million. Divided by five. Let's go overestimate. They got the extra safe ones. That is 6 million fucking condoms. The fuck are they doing with 6 million condoms?
I have no idea.
There's like 10 million people there.
There's like four people there. They've all been killed. It looks like
they fucked each other.
It looks like they glassed fucking Reach. It looks like Halo Reach.
It's horrific. It's really bad. Is the worst shit ever.
Like, have you seen any photos from it?
Yeah, I've seen some photos. It's
fucking crazy.
We're not looking up photos on that. Well, this isn't fucking war porn, pussies. No,
but
this is actual porn.
But sometimes I get horny and I jerk off to like just fucking rubble. I just look at piles of rubble. I'm like, fuck, I love Imperials.
Man, we need to get you fucking get your ass a muzzle.
I need like tissues. My nose is fucking running.
Well, stop snorting the fucking devil's powder.
I'm not, dude. I'm sober. I've been sober.
Well, maybe you should.
I'm lying. I'm on Coke right now. I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah. So, it's been a really fucking weird start to the year, man. It's been a really weird start in the year.
Yeah.
Everything in the news is just schizophrenic. Because this is the reason why I didn't want Trump in, right?
Because the news now, is going to be schizophrenic as fuck.
Because it's going to be so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
When Biden was in, I still read into politics because I'm a gay nerd. But now fucking, you know, everyone's in on it. And everyone has horrible fucking takes. I don't think everyone's in on it.
I think, like, there is a lot of people that are back, like, to looking at the news like a sane person.
That's no, man. But, I mean, it's in fucking, it's instead of talking about the weather, people are talking about like fiscal policy.
Right.
That's well, all I talk about no, at work.
What's weird? What's weird is like, fucking like looking at like Fox News and how tame they are right now. They're like, we won, and they're kicking back.
Yeah.
But then like you look at like any sort of like left leaning like media outlet, and they're all just kind of like, they're like ignoring everything.
We're along for the ride. That's kind of how
they're just kind of ignoring everything right now. Like there hasn't, like, I don't know, as far as I can tell, like as much as I've watched, like it seems like they're all just kind of like, yeah, cool.
I think honestly, it's
let's just check out the weather actually.
Well, yeah, right. I think it's just game theory. All they have to do, because Republicans hold the power in everything. So everything's going to get blamed on them, good and bad. For the next 4 years, all they got to do is just wait for them to fuck up.
Yeah,
they didn't win by that much. They really didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they won 2 seats in the Senate, 5 in the House, some bullshit like that.
Some shit like that.
That's fucking no one. That's barely anything.
That's some guy in Kansas who was like, "I'm actually voting for Trump this year."
Actually. The birds are fake. You're like, that's hilarious. Vote for him. Really? And they ran Kamala Harris, who's, you know, a charisma vacuum. Imagine if they had another fucking JFK in there.
It is crazy how they were like, okay, we've got brain dead guy. Who can we run? Okay, let's just run the vice president. She's fucking Jar Jar Binks. I've called her Jar Jar Binks a million times. But, like, she's just fucking nothing.
The one who got slaughtered in the 2020 primaries.
She doesn't even know what race she is.
She doesn't even know. So, like, when she was, I think when she was the district attorney, she was the first, like, Hawaiian
person. Yeah, it was like she was Hawaiian, and then she was Indian, and then she was black. And it's like, what are you? Just say you're racially ambiguous.
It's only an issue because they would fucking shove that down your throat.
Right.
That's the only reason it was an issue. Who gives a shit what the race is? But they're like, it's the first black woman. It's like, was Hillary kind of black enough? Could we count her? She was the first governor of Wichita.
Can you guys just run Michelle Obama? Dude,
I'm not even kidding. She would do good.
I think a lot of people were like, why didn't we run Michelle?
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of people that were like, why don't we fucking run Michelle? What the fuck is...
Because she's, I mean, she would actually probably not do that bad.
Yeah.
VP The Rock.
They were just like, not after the lunch program. Are you kidding me?
Balance what you eat, shit, and fuck.
You cannot be fucking a Totino's party pizza every night of the week.
Remember that shit on every vending machine? Balance what you eat, drink, and do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I miss those shitty fucking, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm kind of a fucking, I'm kind of a piece of garbage. And I like the party pizzas, like the big tray pizzas.
Mm.
They cut into big ass fucking squares.
You're diabolical.
Dude, nobody would want it. Yeah, because I mean, I was fucking poor. I was like fucking, like, I'll fucking eat anything. That was my
favorite.
Bite
your nails.
I do. I did. I do what I did. But, no, those big ass sheets of fucking shitty pizza. Like, I'd fucking get, like, because, like, there would be people who were like, I don't want this shit. You want this shit? I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. And I'd fucking get, like, three of them, stack them together, and just have a fucking garbage deep dish pizza. And that's all because Michelle Obama's the fucking goat.
Well, she tried to get rid of all the nasty shit.
No, she tried to fucking put in all this shit, and they ended up just giving us nasty shit in the end.
Yeah.
As far as I could remember.
I wonder, why is that, like, again, USA, why are we sending fucking $14 trillion to Gaza for condoms?
Meanwhile, we
serve our children slop.
Why are we running around and being like, we need gender-affirming care for fucking Serbian men? That was a wild one.
That's so fucking,
like, Serbian men, like, I'm pretty Serbian sure everybody in Serbia is like fucking, ooh, look up, where's Serbia at?
I need to know where Serbia is at. I don't hear much about Serbia.
Because no one gives a fuck about Serbia. That's why they sent fucking...
It's next to Bosnia.
Yeah, it's like fucking over there in like...
Oh, no.
It's like Ukraine almost.
Right. How come... Oh, fuck. We're just destroying your computer.
Ah, fuck it. Yeah, it's like Serbia. It's like everybody in Serbia would like.
Wait, hold the fucking phone. Is it even a part of the EU?
I don't think so.
Because that would change a lot. Truly. Applied.
Oh, they applied in 2009.
Candidate for membership. So only 30. Okay, so they're not a part of it.
Mm.
Okay. So they're still it's a barbarous state. They're not part of the EU yet.
But
I mean, it makes a tiny
Serbia,
more
Romania,
sense.
Moldova, Ukraine. I don't know. But like, what even is gender affirming care? It's just like therapy. Just like, I'm sorry, you're trans.
No, because I thought it was. I was kind of hoping it was like gynecology shit.
Right.
But it's not. It's therapy on why you're sad that you have a cock.
I'm sorry you have a dick. Too bad we can't, like, you know, genetically modify it into a vagina.
I'm sorry you're unhappy with your 11-inch retarded Serbian penis.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have a giant retarded fucking 12-inch Serbian cock.
Apish, hairy,
I'm sorry we can't. I'm sorry we can't do a banana split on that shit.
That just doesn't get that hard for the soft, tender touch of a woman. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dude. Like, it sucks. It truly does suck that, like, you've got this fucking honking wiener, and you just...
What if it didn't even pay for health?
You just can't get...
It didn't pay to cut them off. It just paid for, like, a dude like you to talk to them about it. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just me in an office with, like a therapy office, and it's just like... Dude, I'm sorry you got this big honking fucking 12-inch girthy fucking python in your fucking pants. Like,
right.
I'm sorry it's not a vagina.
Meanwhile,
you're not on
Expedia planning your next vacation.
And then, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Fucking going to Boston this weekend. I'm going to go fucking see the Red Sox.
I'm going to go find out what pride really is.
I'm a faggot. I'm going to go see the Red Sox. Christ, what's another crazy one on here?
I mean,
the condoms is pretty wild.
To Paris Fashion Week?
What?
Amount of the cash spent on that is unspecified, but it was highlighted for how insane that is.
6.3 million to study men having sex with other men in South Africa. So they were just watching men have gay sex.
Well, what's funny about that is South Africa is the country most likely to be confused by the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
Because they still don't believe that a butthole can go in.
They're like, what do you mean you put your penis in the bum?
But does one wiener open up? You put a wiener inside?
Do they kiss? Do the wieners kiss?
The wieners kiss.
I don't understand. I'm from South Africa.
They have no idea what the mechanics of gay sex
I don't understand. How does it work? Because
they'll like shoot lions that fuck each other.
Adam, how does it work?
No, shut up. There's like gay lions that'll fuck each other.
I don't understand. Do the lions' penises kiss? I don't understand, Javen.
I know. It's so confusing.
30 million for South African HIV/AIDS programs criticized for misuse or inefficiency.
All right. Well, that's not even. Hold on.
This isn't even
a bad one. That's literally just.
2 million promoting tourism in Lebanon?
Yeah, that's fine. Sounds like we're just trying to buy support from Lebanon. That seems in the U.S. interest, according to whatever the critics are saying about it.
Fucking 45 million in DEI scholarships in Burma.
That's so fucking crazy. That one, okay, this Paris fashion thing sending Ukrainians, that's the one that's fucking pissing me off.
I want to see all the like infrastructure shit.
Or the fake dams.
And the medical shit, yeah. Because, like, you know, if they're like, okay, we built this dam in fucking 2009 or whatever, you go back, you go to Google Images, and it's like, they never built the dam. It's been a dirt road this whole time.
You know what's funny? You know what's a crazy thing to imagine or to remember is that
$2 million going to Moroccan pottery classes?
Well, no, like, okay, like, fucking the UN, they thought, like, there was a huge study in the UN that, like, was like, hey, dams are perfect because they create a bunch of jobs, they help, you know, stable development, all this bullshit. And then the right. U.S. built like hundreds of thousands of dams across the entire U.S., all in the 60s. Now, their lifespan is only about 50 years. And five of them, like, destroyed themselves, like, last year.
Yeah.
And flooded the entire city of that was helping it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, like, coming into the wave where all this infrastructure is just going to collapse.
And then we're not doing shit about it.
They fucking, they can't. These small towns can't fucking afford it.
Right.
And the Fed's not going to step in because they put the standards in that, you know, hey, this is supposed to function and not break down.
Mm-hmm. What's going to be crazy is the fucking, like, Hoover Dam breaking.
Well, that I feel like will actually have some maintenance applied to it, right?
I think they run around and they're just like, they just because
that's
fucking,
an icon. That's the biggest one.
They just run around and they fucking slather fucking like cement over the cracks. They're like, this isn't here.
That's better than the ones that were literally made of wood.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like they're rotting.
But like
they're destroying themselves.
A lot of like I know the cement ones are like fucking falling apart. They're eroding on the inside.
Yeah. No, they are.
Like you dive down and then it's like on the inside, it's like fucking cracking and falling apart and degrading.
Well, that was the fucking weird thing is because most of these fucking dams from the 60s that were built, with exception of the Hoover Dam, were built with a shitty standards. So they didn't have any measures for overflow or any of this bullshit. The Hoover Dam has that at least. So that'll be around for a long time, I think.
I hope so.
Trump is like, we're doing target practice on the Hoover Dam.
Check this out. We're getting rid of the AllSpark inside of the...
I bet you could shoot the broadside of a dam. The Hoover Dam.
Guess what? We're pulling the cork on the Hoover Dam, and it's actually the AllSpark. We've been using the AllSpark to clog the river for years.
Oh, my God.
Actually, Bumblebee is having sex down there with Optimus Prime.
Gotta love Bumblebee.
And that's an Optimus crime because it goes against our standards for running a government. It's gay. It's gay and I don't like it.
What about banning trans people from sports?
They definitely did that.
No, I know. But, like, how does that even work? Who gives the authority for that? Because these colleges and sporting events are independent agencies. I think
the commissions do.
The commissions.
Yeah.
But they're not controlled by the Fed.
They're not, but I don't think they'll, like, so they'll lose a bunch of funding if they do.
Oh. Okay, so it's a little more clever and devious than just...
I think so. Like, they'll lose sponsorships or something. Like, something will fucking happen.
So
like,
I'm imagining a CIA agent sucking off a tranny and tasting the cum.
Because what is it's USADA or whatever. They have USADA for UFC. That's their, like, agency or whatever checks them for drugs and stuff.
Oh.
I think
USADA that's not federal, is it?
I don't know. I don't know how that shit works. I'm not balls deep into like sports like that.
Well, you're straight, which is good.
You gay men are into sports.
Yeah. Just a bunch of dudes fucking
low IQ individuals are into sports. Dude, they greased the poles in fucking, I think it was Philly or Pennsylvania. I think it was Philly.
Yeah.
Like for the Super Bowl. And I guess some kid fucking fell off the pole and died.
What pole?
Like the street poles. They grease the fucking street poles because people climb them during the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's such a dumb idea. Some kid died?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He fucking like fell off the pole and died. I'm like, is that because they greased the poles or is he just retarded and doesn't know how to climb a pole?
Did he try to put it in his ass? We need more details.
I don't know. Look it up.
Maybe I will. Let's see. Is this kid a dumb fuck or... Is it a bad idea?
JMO, pull that up.
Greasedpoles.gov.
I don't even think you're in the search bar.
Fuck me. Your laptop is monkey mode.
I know. I gotta. Let's take it out and go shoot it. I'm serious. Let's go take it out and shoot it.
Greasedpoles, fucking Super Balls. God, I love the Super Bowl.
Yeah, look, they grease the poles in
Bourbon
Street.
They're greasing the poles in New Orleans, but not in Philly. Cause death? I swear to God, I hit enter. Fucker. Trill dies from fall. He's 18. Who gives a shit?
I saw somebody like...
What was he going to do? Collect fucking retirement benefits?
Yeah. I saw somebody like fucking post a photo of Thomas Matthew Crooks. It was like, this 18-year-old died, and it's just a photo of fucking Matthew Crooks.
Toronto native. An accomplished gymnast. Mm. Oh, it was an actual guy that did things with his life.
Wow.
Wow.
Was it because they greased the poles, or that's all I want to know?
I don't think it's. I don't think it's legal. I don't think it's legal to grease a Polish person without consent.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be fucking rape.
I displayed exceptional discipline. Who gives a fuck? Did he die? Did not say if they greased the poles. And they don't want to release the public safety
tax. Wow, holy shit.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're not even going to say if they grease the poles
or
not.
They literally told you to go fuck themselves.
That's crazy.
Wow, five everyday expenses, America.
No, don't click the fucking clickbait.
No, I'm
going
to give your shit a virus.
No.
Wiener butt.
This is the only fucking
tech
mobile,
you own?
Yeah, this is the only mobile computer I own.
Oh, my gosh. It's the only laptop I own. It really is a dog's life, huh?
Yeah. JMO, pull up gay sex.
All right, cool.
No. I don't want to see that.
Gay sexual.
I want to see
what
that
about gaysex.gov?
Gay in Serbia.
Gay in Serbia.
Yeah, that's what came up.
Gay in Serbia. Is that the one that they receive funding? Can gays marry? It's banned.
So why?
Wow.
If it was,
so wait, yeah, they're trying to join the EU. What the fuck?
They're trying to join the EU. Gay sex, or not gay sex, same-sex marriage is banned in the Constitution of Serbia.
In the Constitution? Holy shit.
And they're getting gender-affirming care? Who is gay in Serbia? Nobody. I feel like they're all just straight dudes. It's just straight dudes that live in Serbia. Well, there's like, nobody gay in Serbia.
Well, with all that repression, they're probably all a little gay.
Yeah, maybe.
Gay in Serbia? Whoa, shit. The fucking Serbian authoritarian flag with a pride? That's cool. Are you saying you want to see proof of gay Serbians?
No.
Because we'll look it up right now.
No. That's proof right there.
That's proof.
The gay Jesus?
This is literally proof.
Gay Serbian Jesus? Pull that up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. He looks like you, kind of.
That does not look like me.
It kind of does.
That looks
back in the day?
Looks like Quagmire.
It looks like... Well, you're kind of a Quagmire archetype.
I'm not Quagmire. Don't shit your pants on.
That was such a wiener fart. That was such a lame fart, dude. Damn, what? She's gay? Fuck.
Fuck, she's gay? Damn it. No wonder. The lesbian is gay?
No wonder it's fucking against the Constitution. We got some hot babes in Serbia.
Yeah, you can't let tits like that go to waste.
Yeah.
Holy shit, is that fucking the Kardashian mom?
Oh my gosh, it's Abby Martin.
Chris, is that Chris Kardashian or whatever the fuck her name is?
I think it's Chris Chan's wife.
Chris Chan's. I asked somebody who was like at like the show this weekend. They were like, because they were talking about how like their son loves Sonic the Hedgehog and all this shit. Yeah. And I was like, you know about Chris Chan? They're like, no, I don't think I do. And I was like, wait till your son finds out about Chris Chan. And I walked off.
Oh my gosh. Where was that at?
That was at the Big Ass Truck show in Vegas. The band Big Ass Truck.
Okay. We're so very gay to be gay.
What kind of what? Fucked up like text to speech translation is that? We are so very gay to be gay.
We're so very gay.
I know
to
gay
be
means
gay.
Like happy, but it just feels like that's like a text to speech like translation fuck up error. You know what I mean? Like you're talking to some like Mexican dude on the side of the road because his car got flipped
we're
over.
We're so very happy to be happy. Right. That is kind of some fucking. But why do they want that? That's the fucking the guy who got all the money.
That's the guy who stole flag. All the fucking USAID money.
Yeah.
Get him.
They got that one guy.
Fucking get
that
him.
That one guy. He typed up one shitty ass flag and printed it. Here's the trans flags.
I ain't got nothing against gay people. I just think it's weird that all my mom's disappearing.
I've never had an issue. I'm a little fucking fruity.
I'm just mad that I'm broke.
Well, yeah, I'm a little fruity. I've had 18 different jobs like, in the past 2 years.
What did I do to deserve like being poor? You know, that's my thing. Like,
not showing up. What to did work I do? Do that?
No. Besides that, what did I do in a past life to make me poor?
I think in the
is every, it the gay sex with dogs?
Every past life you've had in reincarnation, you've been like a roach. And then finally you did something good as a roach.
I accidentally like saved some old lady's life in my roach life.
Mm. Yeah. And then the next life you got to become a human and this is you now.
I just ended up here.
So you're still part roach.
Mm.
You went from roach to raccoon to person. What's after this?
Back to a pile of shit.
You gonna be a cow or you gonna be a bug again?
I'm gonna be cow dung.
Cow dung.
I'm going to be cow dung. I'm going to be cow
dude,
dung.
I fucking,
it is the highest honor in India.
Hold on. Speaking of reincarnation, though, if we were able to somehow prove that reincarnation was true, how many people? This is why higher philosophies like that don't work in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's got to be Kim Kardashian slobbery. Because if we found out reincarnation was real, we would all collectively kill ourselves.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, I don't want to be fucking human. I want to be a rat again. I want to fucking eat cheese and spread disease.
I mean, because all that reincarnation sounds to me is a really easy way to just justify killing yourself.
Yeah, just being like, fuck it, dude. That's fucking nothing matters, man. I just want to fucking die, dude. I just want to fucking kill myself. Nothing in this life matters.
Because it's pragmatic. Oh, my life sucks. I guess I'll just... That's it.
I'd rather go back to being a roach eating shit
Roll
than
the dice.
Being a shit man eating roaches.
Because in, like, what is it? In Hindu culture, it's like pain is about being... It's the biggest part of life, and you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But we can't hear that message. Because we're still having Coca-Cola ads telling us to be happy all the time. Mm.
Open happiness, but I'm gay. And I'm also an illegal immigrant. I can't open happiness.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of the gate. I'm shaking the border wall and saying, let me in, let me in.
Not too many people from Europe want to immigrate here, huh?
No.
It's almost people that have the worst lives ever that want to come to this shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a turd state.
What if I added like
what a 20, turd state.
Hold on, to sidetrack us all. What if I added like 20 different new sounds to the soundboard?
Yeah. I think our German friend had a decent suggestion. I can't remember what
pleu.
It was. Yeah, that's what it was.
Was it pleu?
Yeah, I think it would have been pleu. What time are we at? We're trailing 48 off.
48 minutes.
Fuck this. It's over.
It's over.
It's over. I'm out of gas. I don't have anything to talk about. It's like 5 in the morning.
And?
And there's nothing left to talk about.
And, but?
But and Andrew Butt and Clay Hickory Dickory Doc, I've shot off my cock. They gave me constitutional carry rights.
Andrew, instead of Andrew Dice Clay, it's Andrew Dick Cock.
Yeah, Andrew Dick Cock. He's just a giant dick shaped clock.
Ooh, oh, clock.
Because the Hickory Dickory Doc mass ran up the clock.
We need new seats, dog.
Yeah, we should probably pick up some like decent chairs. We're just sitting on bar stools.
These are fucking like I can't even. You eat dinner, and once you're done with dinner, my ass feels like it's been pounded.
That's why you want to end the show, is because
my ass hurts.
We actually have one good chair in the garage.
Do we?
Yeah, it's the one with the. You could use that one.
The green one?
No, not the green one. It's like the actual like, it's the table height like chair with the cushion on it.
Really?
Yeah, you could use that if you want. You don't have to use that fucking bench seat.
Yeah, shit. Maybe I will move that thing in.
Okay.
For next episode.
They're not crying about.
Oh fuck! It feels like your ass
doesn't hurt. No, because I shift cheeks. You know, if you're getting a pounding from a man in the ass,
this is why America's going to fail, because that's your solution. It's not to whine about it and come up with a solution. It's to shift cheeks.
Yeah. If you don't like what the fucking the guys on the right are saying, move to the left.
So, what did I call you? A spineless centrist?
Don't like what the guys are saying on the left? Move to the right.
I mean, fucking, I need to move to the left. My butt hurts.
Shimmy, shimmy, yay, shimmy, ya, shimmy, ya. Oh, la, 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 oh, la, la, la.
I mean, without a con, no loop, my ass hurts.
Oh, just go back to the Nazi fashion.
Yeah.
It's like three tabs over. Right there.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's awesome. Just play that.
That was really cool.
Just play it.
Play it?
Just go to freeze frame of like the guy's face.
Yeah.
Fuck, he looks gay.
He looks like a Nazi.
Yeah, he looks like a gay Nazi. Oh my god, wait, go back to that fucking frame that I saw. Holy shit, that was so bad. Too. Fuck, can you find, you might have to like scroll for it.
Oh, it's
holy shit.
Oh, come on, it keeps fucking him over.
He looks like he just got a fucking slice of fucking like Chuck E. Cheese pizza rolled up and shoved up his ass.
Iconic, even in their own time period.
He's like, yikes, the fucking mouse is in.
The mouse is in. I want to fucking, dude, I want to see that. You know what? I have an idea. We're going to slow down the time a little bit.
Playback speed.
Yeah.
He's going to be all right again.
I remember they changed the features so the space bar wasn't paused. There we go. Perfect. When the space bar wasn't paused, it was like K.
Oh, yeah.
And then Spacebar would just send you down into the beyond realm.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was after they changed, or before they changed. I remember seeing a video of this guy, like, he, like, had a YouTube video open. Like, I think it was a music video or something. And he's just sitting there, and he's, like, fucking, like, I guess it's like the equivalent of like digital record scratching or whatever.
Mm.
Instead of like scratching like two discs, it's like you're just using the laptop key functions to like go back and forth on the music video.
Right.
And it kind of sounds cool.
Okay. That's pretty tight.
I don't know why I thought of that.
Well, you know what else I'm thinking of is, remember when YouTube had the Google, what the fuck was that feature called? Google had their own social media for a bit.
Oh, Google, like, Meets or whatever?
It wasn't that. It was more broad. It was, like, fucking Google. Oh, fuck. Because they had the tank protesters and all the comments. And they integrated the comment section of that social media into YouTube. And it broke it for, like, 2 years.
Oh, fuck.
Where you'd have, like, little paragraph.
Google Hangouts? Was that it?
Fuck. What was that old Google? Because
they have a million of them. They have a million of them. There's
Google Plus? It wasn't really just called Google Plus?
Oh, it might have been.
Dude, it was. It was, man. Google Plus. Well, it was so shit.
Ugh.
It was the worst thing. I mean, it was such a... Fuck, man. It had such a horrible... This, I know it's like fine design, it's okay, but like, fuck me, man. It gives me nightmares, Google Plus.
Yeah, this gives me like fever dream shit.
What even was it? Like, it was like an amount, it was like Tumblr or the
Wikipedia. I remember Google Plus as like, you can sign it with Google Plus or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think my Gmail account now is a Plus account, technically.
Damn.
Attempt to challenge other social networks.
Yeah, so it was kind of like trying to be like Facebook or...
It's like Blogger. You can like post your, how much you hate your life on here. It's like really good at that.
I want to kill myself and shoot up a school on Google Plus. You're just saying shit like that.
Right.
You're just like, you're fucking the Columbine kids posted that shit on.
Yeah, no, Columbine kids exist. They love Google Plus.
They loved Google Plus, dude.
See, yeah, there was their fourth foray into social networking. Ton of growth.
They This looks like dog shit. Like, I remember this, but I just fucking seeing it.
Screenshots of this shit. It was so bad. Photography? What?
What the fuck?
This is
the Motorola building.
Before, after?
I mean, it's, oh, this the is colors like, are.
Oh man, yeah.
Not as dull. Like, it just added a
Google's
vibrancy
camera
filter.
Software is the best in the business. But Google Plus was
dog shit.
I mean, I'd relive 2020 again before I relive Google Plus again.
Dude, I remember having a fucking like an LG phone, and it had like the fucking the rainbow light on the button, the home button, and then I think I also had like a vaporwave-esque case for my phone. It was like a blue case with like black birds of paradise flowers. Do you know what those look like?
Birds of paradise?
Birds.
No.
It literally looks like a hummingbird.
Oh.
Like the whole flower looks like a bird.
Yeah.
It like had like those on it, and then I think hibiscus or something. It was such a gay looking phone. I don't know why I got that case. I was like, this is the only case I could find for this fucking shitty phone.
Ugh. Those like first gen of like budget smartphones were such a nightmare. They really were so annoying. Yeah, so this is what I was talking about. The Google Plus, what was it? They had a software flaw that let outside developers on it access personal information of people.
Oh, this is where all the like security issues come into play and like, around the time.
I believe they found out about that right after they integrated it with YouTube.
Oh.
So people were just getting fucking doxxed, and then the copyright system was tied into Google Plus.
Yeah.
And it was like a...
It was a fucking nightmare.
Every single comment section was full of, like, tank guy and dicks being plugged into asses in, like, like, you know, the slash arts? Yeah. Like, it was just hell.
It was the Newgrounds, like, tank guy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, we're standing up against Google Plus.
Like, oh, my God.
It's crazy. This is probably, I mean, this is actually some, now it's like old internet shit, I suppose, but.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a decade old almost.
I mean, what
it's
was it?
It's getting close to a decade old.
It was made with Java? No fucking way, really? It's crazy. I just.
Who the fuck is Vic Gundatora?
Where do you see that?
That right there.
Executive charge.
Oh, of course he's Indian.
Everyone in Google is Indian. I don't have anything against the Indians.
I don't either. I just, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Their food gives me diarrhea.
I love their food.
Love their food. That's by design.
Yeah.
They're just like.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe that's by design. Design.
I mean, listen, man.
They're smart. Dude, they're smart, dude. Indians are smart. It's by design.
Communities and. Dude, they need to have like a social media history of how it functioned. Because I know it's a big deal for Twitter. Because it would like, it changes the context of what the fuck you're even
reading. They have features and functions.
That's where I'm, I think that's where I'm at right now. Really? Circles.
Oh, circles. Fuck. That was like a, what was that? That was like a,
I remember that. You would fucking like get all your friends together. It was basically your personal circle.
It was like a group chat or whatever.
I don't even think it was that.
Or was it
that's
like
what
a,
they're saying it
was
is.
Was it like a Facebook group, but just your friends? Kind of like that.
You know when you like, you know how you see all, you're in Facebook Messenger and you see all your friends up there that you can text. I think they just, that was a feature.
Oh.
And they called it Circles. That's, so that's what I remember.
That's so dumb.
Private con. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Google Plus user could share specific private content to only that circle. So if you're like out here kissing boys, you can omit your parents from that circle.
And was this before they legalized gay marriage or after?
I think it was a bit of both. Half and half.
So it was like people were using this for gay misconduct?
That's why I got banned?
That's why I got banned. That's the real reason?
Yeah.
Republicans found that out and they're like, oh, hell no.
Why does it sound more believable than they were just selling hell social security numbers of their users?
The Republicans found out that boys were kissing on them. Like,
hell no. What?
What?
I've never kissed a boy.
Hell no. Get rid of that shit. Blow it up.
The Italians are like, what's wrong with kissing men? Huh? What the fuck? I kiss my boy all
the
time. Hey,
what the gobbity ghoul is wrong with kissing men's? What the
Conor McGregor's like, what are you talking about? I make out with my children. I love Gabagoo. Making out with my children. It's me, Conor McGregor.
It's me, Conor. No, it wasn't Conor McGregor. It was fucking
a football star.
It was like
Tom Jones. John Jones.
John Jones, the fighter.
A football star?
Yeah, it was like one of the football guys or whatever.
He's on a table and he's like, come here, give me a smooch. And he's like making out with his
He's like at a pool. He's like outside of their pool and he's like kissing his
son.
He
must have made
like,
out with him in a different setting too.
There's probably multiple accounts. Let's be honest.
When you're full-blown making out with your 11-year-old boy, I doubt that's the first time. If you're comfortable enough to do that in front of a camera, what else are you doing when the door's locked?
What are you doing, Mitch McConnell?
Showing them
what are you doing with those boys?
Showing them perverted Roblox skits.
Mitch McConnell, what are you doing with those boys?
Mitch McConnell. The football star, Mitch McConnell, is caught.
Mitch McConnell, what are you doing with those balls? We're doing those balls. I know you're not throwing them.
I would love
it. I know you're doing more than throwing them.
If those
were
the political scandals, I feel like it'd feel like the UK. We're like, hey, he was caught kissing boys. And everyone's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Kick him from the court.
He was caught kissing boys on the rugby field.
He's kissing boys.
He's kissing boys on the rugby field.
He ain't fit to lead. He caught kissing boys.
He was out here kissing little peep squeaks. We've got to throw him in a dungeon. We don't have prisons. We've got dungeons.
That would be a hilarious scandal for Kamala Harris. They say it's a scandal calling it gay because Republicans are in denial about electing a woman.
Yeah.
They treat her like a male. And they're like, he kisses her.
They don't even know. They're like, she looks like a man.
He kisses his husband. Ew, Kamala
that weird,
Harris.
That weird Gungan looking piece of shit.
Missa kissing your husband. Yeah, yeah.
Oh god.
She could get it, kinda.
I read November 9, 2011, and I was like 9/11.
Living on a prayer.
Holy shit, they fucking farted Google, on the Pentagon.
Google local. Go to Tumblr.com.
All right, pull up an image of a Windows phone.
Oh, my buddy Travis had one.
I had one.
Oh,
it was awful.
They looked so
It was horrible.
Bad.
I had the blue one. The fucking...
No. Windows phone. Wow.
Yeah, I had like a blue fucking Windows phone. I think it was a Nokia.
Look at that fucking UI.
Yeah, it was like the Nokia Luma.
Look how bad the UI is.
Oh, it was dog shit.
Ugh.
It was dog shit.
You know what's funny? Most of this shit carried over into Windows 10. They like still have like the same style.
Yeah, the tiling whenever you open the fucking the search or whatever.
One of these kind of. These shit boxes.
Is that the Nokia Luma?
Oh, I don't. Is that what you had?
Yeah, if you go up, or you could even search it.
I'm curious. Nokia.
Yeah, it was the blue one right there.
Right here?
That one.
Ooh, dude, that might be the similar, so similar to the one fucking Travis had.
Dude, that thing was dog shit. You can do shit with it.
Oh, look at that. Look how big the blocks are.
You could barely call that a phone.
That's not even, who fuck, look how big Twitter is.
Like, I mean, this would be cool if they kept like the UI like this for like minimalist shit, like you don't want to fucking look at your phone all the time.
Yeah, it's like the ladybug. Remember the ladybug?
The lady, was that the Obama era phone?
No, no, you political junkie. It was a fucking phone for you give to your 9-year-old daughter. So she's not. No, I literally
just. You forgot the headphone.
Yeah, I just typed in ladybug like an asshole. Yeah, the fucking ladybug. Look at the ladybug.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I think, I swear to God, they had like a.
Or maybe that was. They had ones.
No, it was Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
No, hold on.
No,
oh, my God, you're right. No, they had one for kids, though, I remember. But it wasn't called the Ladybug. That was from
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I thought it was like an old person phone, like the Ladybug phone.
No, no.
I swear, I thought that was a...
Is you're scared your daughter's going to discover right. You know, that penises are pretty looking and should be treated like you're flowers. Like,
this is the only call me in emergencies when you're getting raped at school.
yeah. AKA the Obama era phone. But for college students.
Raped at school.
Yeah. See, that's a little better.
See, like, I don't, you know, smaller honestly, tiles. Now looking back, I wouldn't mind that if I could make all the tiles black and white and then it's like, you
bare
know.
Bones.
It's bare bones. It's minimal. Yeah. Because I do get fucking pissed off with, like, how fucking distracting my phone is sometimes. I'm like, I just want bare bones, minimal shit sometimes. And it's just fucking.
That's how you spell it. No, I know. I wish essential there was oils. Like a smartphone technology that
the
was
essential super, phone.
Yeah, this one. It's too bad it's discontinued. It's actually a really cool phone.
Mm.
Essential phone had a really fucking slick ass design, and it was kind of a budget phone that was competing with the Pixel at the time.
Oh, really?
Stock Android. Yeah, they were fucking cool. I really wanted one. But I just
now they have like the boring phone or whatever it's called.
Yeah, is that what it's called? It just it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's. I think it has like a screen, like a fucking what's it called? A fucking
get your life
a fire
back.
Kindle, a Kindle Fire.
Just why can't the boring phone have Snapchat? Because I use that as SMS. Who the fuck uses SMS? You know what I mean?
I use
that's the problem with the boring phone.
I use Red Note to talk to everybody.
No, you do not. You're not. You never cared about. You know what? I brought up privacy to you like 5 years ago, and you know what your answer was? It's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Who gives a shit? I can look at what I do. You don't care about privacy.
I don't care. You can see my butthole.
Your whole thing is because you fucking spent 14 years on Instagram. You're like, I need to get my life back. But you can't use this. This is impossible to use. I know, I'm not even meaning to shit on you here. It's just
like, now it's gay. It's a gay boring phone.
Well, I mean, rainbows can be pretty. Otherwise, yeah. Will it work in my country?
No. It's like it's in all, the they're all blacked
what,
out.
Yeah, but it's like wait, what works and what doesn't? The white is where it works.
It'll work the ocean.
Yeah, it'll work in the Suez Canal.
It works
once
in the
you
ocean.
Step foot on land.
Yeah,
it fucking doesn't work at all.
It works under nautical law.
Yeah. How can I get one?
Oh, my God. There's a wait list. There's only, like, 17.
Can I email these fucking people? Can I contact? Yeah, contact us. Hey, my
we
phone
call
was...
them. We call them. We're like, hey, I just got my phone, and it's
hey,
broken. They haven't even they haven't even released the phone. We're just like, hey, I got my phone. It's fucking broken.
Hey, why was my phone preloaded with a bunch of Discord femboy
why is there
kittens?
A bunch of gay porn on my phone, dude?
Which is what I'm going to type on right
you know,
now.
I'm going to jerk off to it, but like, I fucking want to know who put it on there. I want to thank them.
Elon Musk, his email is...
No, you're going to fucking put your own email?
This is one of them. This is a burner email. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to have to blur all this shit out.
Really?
Nah, it's fine. I'll just fucking...
I'm going to use my real one. Why? Let's construct a message for these people. Why
just,
would you make a product
I just
so
got
boring?
My phone. It came preloaded with a bunch of gay porn. I'm not mad.
Narrate this.
I just got my phone last week, and most of this is working What? WLL?
Oh, sorry. I can't type on this fucking thing.
Do you want me to just say something that you can type out?
Just got my phone this week. Most of this working very well.
However, I have discovered it has come preloaded. With Leoded.
I'll fix it later.
It has come preloaded with tons of gay porn. Of homosexual porn. Okay. Pornography. Now, I'm not mad. Now, I'm not upset. Because I will be... I will be jerking off to this.
I am a Discord kitten?
No, because I will be using this material.
Just figured I'd let you know. In case the next customer won't
especially
be so
when I'm at work. By the way, I work at a preschool. But this kind of content is very isn't very appropriate. For me to use at school. To use in the
Virginia. No, that's too much. I was going to say the Virginian School District 9. Oh. Very fucking specific.
Very specific. Oh, fuck. This
in my class.
In my classroom where I teach children. Of the grade four of the third grade.
No one does that. No one does that in the classroom.
No, this kind of material is very appropriate for me to use at work. I work in a preschool.
Hold on. This is a run-on sentence. It looks like shit.
This is retarded. This is getting
But this
retarded.
Kind of content isn't very appropriate for me to use in my classroom. Where I teach the shapes.
Where I teach the ABCs.
I teach the numbers.
I teach the baby letters.
I teach the baby concepts.
I teach them 2 + 2.
To homosexuals in Serbia.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I feel like I can just send that now.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Pornographies.
With tons of homosexual pornographies.
I'd be shocked if they wrote back and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck. Mr. Musk, why would you say such things?
No, Elon bust.
I hope they reply back. Mr. Bust. What if I
Elon.
Elon Bust?
Yeah. So Y-E. Or you just keep it Ion Bust?
Elon. Elon. Elon Bust. My name's Elon.
All right, submit form.
Yaylon Bust.
Submit form. Submit form.
Oh, no. I'm submitting my taxes right now.
If they email you back, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read it.
All right, I'm going to read it in full. Fuck. I just got my phone last week, the boring phone, and most of this is working well. However, I've discovered that has come preloaded with tons of homosexual pornography. Now, I'm not upset because I will be using this material, but this kind of content isn't very appropriate for me to use in my classroom.
I teach the ABCs.
Hopefully, this will be resolved quickly.
They're like, we haven't even released the phone. There's a wait list. How did you get the phone? Some Indian guy.
An Indian man.
He spoke to me in an alley. He built it for me out of spare parts from an iPhone.
What's the fucking puzzle thing from Hellraiser? Necronomicon?
No, that's Evil Dead. The Hellraiser cube. It's got a name.
The cube from Hell. There's an Indian man in an alley, and he tried to give me the cube.
Listen, it's me, Yelan Bust.
And now it's not. The cube or the boring phone? I said, I like boring things. Let me take the phone. But I discovered that Ye was jerking off to the gay porn on there. I don't know, man. Fucking submit this shit. Fuck yeah, dude. Thank
you. All right, we'll find out in 3 or 4 business days.
What, game suggestion?
Yeah. So
their business model is based on our feedback. And it's incredibly important.
What if they go around the office and they're just like, all right, who fucking sent one of these fucking phones out with gay porn on it? They like take it seriously. They're like, who did this? And then they look at the name and they're like, what the fuck?
Yelan Bust.
I can't believe Ye did this. He's fucking doing bad things.
I can't believe he's done the evil. I wonder if they'll give me a confirmation email right now.
That'd be awesome if they did.
They're like, we will write you back soon. What if we get something that's like, oh gosh, what if the email back, they're like, that's a great suggestion. We should have some form of pornography available on the device when we release it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
We should be able to jerk off.
I love jerking off as much as the next guy.
I love jerking.
I love jerking off to homosexual pornography as much as the next guy. However, I can't afford vision insurance and all I see is black cock. It's disgusting, and I'm broke.
It's disgusting, and I don't want to see it. I'm gay.
The only kind of African cock I want to suck is Elon Musk's, and that's because it's white. Just like me.
Because I love apartheid. All right. Anyways, you ready to end this shit?
I was ready to end it an hour
ago. Okay. Well.